It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Hundreds of millions of Americans in Wisconsin and across the nation have experienced some type of traumatic event at least once in their lives. And that's according to the National Council for Mental Well-Being. We explore trauma-informed yoga and its potential impact as a therapy. And you can be part of the discussion. Call in with a question. Share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Dina Haslett is a certified trauma-sensitive yoga instructor, founder of Grounded Soul Yoga in Wauwatosa, and a registered nurse. Dina, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
How does trauma-sensitive yoga differ from other forms of yoga?
So trauma-sensitive yoga is a practice that is grounded in assisting participants with dealing with many different forms of trauma. Traditional yoga is the practice itself is grounded in, for example, when I'm teaching a traditional yoga class, because I'm certified to teach both, a traditional yoga class, I am telling the participants what they are doing. So if they are going into downward facing dog, I may say, give them cues in order to direct them into that posture. With trauma sensitive yoga, there is more of an invitation to participate in a form. We don't call it postures. We don't call it traditional asana. But there is an invitation that is there, and the purpose is for the participant to begin to notice their body and notice sensation within their body and notice what they may be even feeling in relationship to their body.
When you talk about downward facing dog, I mean, sometimes yoga can feel so prescriptive, like, you know, press through your fingertips and bend your right knee more, you know, lift up and over. How do you take the kind of regimented feel out of the practice to allow the person to make their own choices and to be in control of their body?
So the best way that we do that is through invitational language. One of the components of trauma-sensitive yoga, in particular TCTSY, which is the method that I am certified in, we use invitational language. And so as opposed to giving the cues of, like what you said, you know, lengthening your fingers, and we allow the participant to do what is best for them. So, for example, when I'm teaching, I will say, you're invited to maybe turn your head to the left. And if that doesn't feel useful for you, maybe you can check in with your body and do something that is more useful for you. So the aspect of power is reduced in the trauma-sensitive practice by inviting the participant to participate in doing what feels best for them and their body in that moment.
Dina, do you know what types of traumatic experiences that people are healing from when they come to you, when they come to trauma-sensitive yoga?
Yes, so there are many different types of traumatic experiences that people come to trauma-sensitive yoga for. One of them being complex trauma, which is more of a developmental trauma that people may have experienced while growing up. So maybe they have grown up in a household where one of their parents was addicted to some type of substance abuse or substance, or maybe they have in childhood experienced some type of sexual abuse, or maybe they have a parent that was incarcerated. And so also their trauma-sensitive yoga is also useful for, you know, PTSD, just regular PTSD. or chronic PTSD, and related to maybe they may have experienced some traumatic event, such as a sexual assault in college, or a sexual assault that may have occurred through like a date rape type situation. Or also, maybe they have experienced the some type being in some type of situation where they have observed some violence. It could be intimate partner violence. It could be maybe they have observed violence with someone else. So, which is called vicarious trauma. So there are different types of trauma that it's just such a wide range that TCTSY is good for.
Someone might enter your class and do breath work in the practice, close your eyes in the practice. How do you avoid leading participants into physical acts that may trigger their trauma in a painful way?
It always comes back to letting the participant know. Like, I usually let my participants know ahead of time. This practice is an opportunity for you to explore, and for you to explore what works best for you. And if closing your eyes doesn't work, does not work for you, then you don't have to do that. If it feels more safe for you to keep your eyes open, then that's what you, I don't, you don't have to wait for me to give you permission to do that. That's the part of the practice. You do what works best for you. And I really try to hold space for that, for people to take on the practice and do the practice according to what's going on with you in that particular moment. And if closing your eyes is triggering, if being in the dark is triggering, I approach it from that standpoint of we will do what the participant. It is a very student-centered practice, and I really we really strive to take the instructor out of the front of the classroom, and I use that in quotations, by just really reducing the power dynamic and just asking and identifying what the participant may need. And they might not even know what they need. The space is open for them to explore that.
Dina Hassel is a certified trauma-sensitive yoga instructor in Wauwatosa, exploring a mind-body connection for trauma survivors and the potential for healing. Call in with a question. You can share what's on your mind at any point. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We explore a yoga practice for survivors of trauma and the benefits of connecting movement and breath. Dina Haslett is a certified trauma-sensitive yoga instructor in Wauwatosa, and there's space to talk. Call in with a question. You can share your perspective at any point. The number to join in is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Dina, 25 years ago, you started your wellness career path as a group exercise instructor at a local YMCA, and you became a registered nurse a decade ago. How did you incorporate yoga into your life and into your practice?
excuse me. When I first started as a fitness instructor, one of the things I wanted to do, to put it very simply, is to get a deeper stretch at the end of a step aerobics class or a muscle conditioning class. And that was really the start of my yoga journey. And I would practice here and there. And it was when I became a registered nurse that I really took my yoga practice seriously. I worked in the ER. We worked long shifts. The work was emotionally draining, and but it was what I wanted to do, but it was difficult. And so I needed something to return to myself and become centered again after working long shifts in the ER. And that is where my yoga practice really where I really implemented my yoga practice.
I wonder, and I know this is a really specific question, did you
Sure.
practice yoga before or after a shift in the ER?
So when I first started, I actually would practice after. And so I worked weekends because at the, you know I'm a mom and my son was very young at the time. He was maybe 13 months old. I would practice Monday was my time to, okay, my husband has our son and I am on my mat. I am practicing. I am going to a studio to do some hot yoga. And that was my routine. And it just really I deepened with my practice from there. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Carry on.
No, I was just going to say, I just discovered that yoga was just so useful for many other things, other than just becoming centered after work. So, rather than just practicing, you know, one or two times a week, I began to practice multiple days a week.
Did that have a change in you? What change in yourself did you feel? Did you experience?
The change that I experienced was being more calm. It had a positive impact on my mental health. I also noticed that things that bothered me throughout my day, those things that were bothering me did not seem as important. And I began to discover that my trauma that I experienced started coming up, and I noticed that the yoga was useful for handling my own triggers.
There was a study last year, primarily among Black women veterans, found their PTSD symptoms improved more quickly than others who received only cognitive psychotherapy. How do you interpret research as to the effectiveness of trauma-sensitive yoga?
Well, the trauma lives in the body, your body and your nervous system. One of the books that I read on trauma was The Body Keeps the Score. And your physical body can interpret that there's a danger happening even when there is not a danger that is occurring. And that is a very physical response. And the trauma sensitive yoga definitely assists with the physical response that you are having in real time through the breath work, through observation, and through mindfulness and meditation. Go ahead.
I'm going to just jump in here to bring in
Sure.
Christy calling in from Maryland. Christy, hi, go ahead.
Good morning. I had a question. I wanted to know, is there a difference between restorative yoga and trauma sensitive yoga? And if so, what that is? And also, you may have just answered this question, but the impact on the nervous system when you take trauma sensitive yoga.
Christy, thank you so much for the call. Dina, go ahead.
Sure. So, there is a slight difference between restorative and trauma-sensitive yoga. Trauma-sensitive yoga is a very active practice. There's actually movement that is involved. And you can definitely incorporate aspects of restorative yoga into the trauma-sensitive practice. Restorative is more of a passive practice where you use props such as bolsters and blocks and blankets to assist you into a certain posture. And you can definitely incorporate aspects of this into the trauma-sensitive practice if the participant is open to that. But trauma-sensitive is more of a movement practice that we invite participants to take on different forms.
And Christy also is wondering the impact on the nervous system. Can you feel that or explore that?
So the impact on the nervous system. So trauma can impact one's sense of self, one's sense of their place in the world. And that the nervous system is constantly surveying for danger. So when your fight or flight is engaged, this is in response to some external stimulus that is going on in your environment. And the trauma-sensitive yoga can definitely assist you with bringing yourself back to your center, even though you're having this response that is occurring with your nervous system.
Dina, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I really enjoyed this time.
Dina Haslett is a certified trauma-sensitive yoga instructor in Wauwatosa. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.